listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a sad end to a good life. Going to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 19 through 21, where we read this. So Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "The word of the Lord which you have spoken is good." For he said, "Will there not be peace and truth at least in my days?" Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah, all his might, and how he made a pool and a tunnel brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kingdoms of the kings of Judah? So Hezekiah rested with his father. Then Manasseh his son reigned in his place. Through the prophet Isaiah, God warned King Hezekiah that judgment was coming upon his descendants. Hezekiah had a strange reaction. He said, "The word of the Lord which you have spoken is good." This was a sad state of heart for the king of Judah. God announced coming judgment, and all he could respond with was relief that it would not happen in his lifetime. In this, Hezekiah showed himself to be almost the exact opposite of an others-centered person. He was almost totally self-centered. All he cared about was his own personal comfort and success. Hezekiah didn't care if his sins helped to bring judgment upon his descendants just as long as it spared him. Yet these verses also tell us of something good that Hezekiah did. He made a pool and a tunnel and brought water into the city of Jerusalem. This was an amazing engineering feat. Hezekiah directed the building of an aqueduct to bring fresh water inside the city walls, even when an army surrounded the city. It was more than 650 yards long. That's like 650 meters. It was through solid rock and begun on each end, meeting in the middle. It can still be seen today. And it empties into the pool of Siloam. If you've never walked through Hezekiah's tunnel, it's a lot of fun. Just remember that you're going to walk through water that still flows in the tunnel, and it's really dark. But at the end of it all, Hezekiah rested with his fathers. There's no doubt that Hezekiah started out as a godly king, and overall, his reign was one of outstanding godliness. Yet his beginning was much better than his end. To state it plainly, Hezekiah did not finish well. God gave Hezekiah the gift of 15 more years of life, but the added years did not make him a better or a godlier man. Friends, time or age doesn't necessarily make us any better. Consider that time does nothing but pass by hour and day by day. We sometimes say, "Time will tell, time will heal, or time will bring out the potential in me," but time won't do any of those things. Time will only come and go. It is only how we use time that matters. Hezekiah did not make good use of the extra time that the Lord gave him. God helping us, in Jesus, we can make better choices and finish strong in our later years. We can make the most of whatever time God gives us, and we can start making the most of it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.